We continue our learning. Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin. Kol Karmanos HaTzibur Ein Bohem Smicha Chutz Min HaPar HaBa'al Kol HaMitzvos V'Sori HaMishtalech. So our Mishnah is going to discuss the Mitzvah of Smicha, where the Torah says Samach Yado Al Rosh Karbono, where the Pasuk says a person has an obligation, Vayikra Gimel, to place his hands on the head of the carbon, leaning on the head of the carbon with all one's weight before the Shechita. So this says that the communal offerings, let's say the Musa, all the Musafs that we have for Shalosh Regalim, Rosh Chodesh, so there is no Smicha on communal carbonos, except for two. The par haba kol ha-mitzvos, which we know as the par helem dover shel tzibur. We mentioned this when we learned Harios many times, where the Sanhedrin made an erroneous ruling and most of the people followed. So the Sanhedrin has to bring this bull, this par helem dover shel tzibur, because of the unawareness of the people. And that korban has smicha. In fact, the Torah there says, V'samachu ziknei ha-eda esi dehem al rosh ha-par. The ziknei ha-eda, which the Mishnah in Sanhedrin in the first parak says, Smicha Zekeni B'Shlosha, you needed three members of the Sanhedrin to lean their hands on that animal, on that par. So that's one communal offering that has Smicha. And the Seir HaMishtaleach, of course, okay, it's Erev Yom Kippur today. So the Seir HaMishtaleach, which is brought, sent out La'azazel in Yom Kippur, that requires Smicha by the Kohen Gadol. V'samach Aharon eshtei yadav al rosh ha-seir. So those are the two communal offerings that have Smicha, par haba ha-kol ha-mitzvos, par helem dover shel tzibur, and the Seir HaMishtaleach. But all other korbanos tzibur do not have Smicha. Rabbi Shimon Omer, there's one more. Af Si'irei Avodah Zarah. We may remember this, the goat for Avodah Zarah, also from Maseches Harios. This is discussed in Parsha Shlach. This is where Beis Din made an erroneous ruling to permit some aspect of Avodah Zarah. Let's say they said that bowing to Avodah Zarah is not considered a mode of worship. So bringing incense, let's say, is not a mode of worship. And then they realized that this was a mistake, and most of the people followed. So the halach is they have to bring not a par here. Avodah Zarah is unique, that you bring a seir, you bring a male goat. So Rabbi Shimon believes that the halacha of seir Avodah Zarah follows, is parallel to the halacha of the par helem dover shel tzibur. The same way par helem dover shel tzibur has smicha, so too the seir Avodah Zarah should have smicha as well, but the chachamim disagree. There is no pasuk that says that seir Avodah Zarah needs smicha, only when it comes to the par helem dover shel tzibur and the seir mishtaleach. Then the Mishnah says, but kol korbanos hayachid, all individual personal korbanos, Teunin smicha. They require smicha chutz. There's a list of exceptions here as well. Min habachor, v'hamaser, v'hapesach. So the Torah says, Samach yadol rosh karbono. That applies to any your own karbon. But the bechor and maser and pesach are excluded. The Gemara learns this from Sukkim. In fact, says the word, the karbono is an extra word, and that comes to exclude. That says karbono excludes bechor, karbono excludes maser, karbono excludes pesach. Why do I need a pasuk to exclude them? Because I would have thought they should be included in the mitzvah of smicha. And in fact, the Gemara has even a kal vachomer. Take for example the bechor. Bechor is kadosh merechem. It's holy from when it's in the womb already, the firstborn. So if you're telling me that a shlamim, let's say, which is just a donated karbon, so that's not kadosh merechem. That has to be designated and that has to be consecrated. So if you're telling me that needs smicha, so a bechor, which is kadosh, kal vachomer should need smicha. That's why I have a pasuk karbono to tell me karbono and not bechor. Take Pesach as an example. Karban Pesach is an obligatory karban. The classic shlomim that's brought that needs smicha is a donated karban. So I would have thought that Pesach and shlomim needs smicha. Pesach certainly should need smicha on the head of the animal. So that's why you have a pasuk to exclude them. Then the Mishnah says, V'hayoresh somech. If a person designated an animal as hekdesh to bring as a karbonol or shlamim, and then he died before he could bring the karbon, his son who now inherits him can do the smicha on his father's karbon. Umevi nesachim, not only that, he, the son, can bring a minchas nesachim, the flour offering and the wine, along with that karbon as well. Umeimir, and he can affect Tamura. Tamura, the Torah discusses in Parshas Bechukosai, it's actually prohibition, lo yimirenu. The Torah says that you're not permitted to, if you have an animal you designated as hekdesh, you're going to bring it as a carbon, then you change your mind, you know, I'd rather eat that animal and not bring it as a carbon. I want to exchange, I want to transfer the kedusha from this animal to the to another animal. If you, that is prohibited, and if you do so, both are kadosh. The new one and the old one stays kadosh. You can't remove the kedusha. So the Mishnah, obviously you can't do tamura, but the Mishnah here is telling us that if the son who inherits the father takes a behema of chulin, of non-consecrated animal, and now takes the kedusha from the animal, tries to transfer the kedusha from his father's animal to this animal, he says, zu tamura zu, this should be exchanged for this one, the tamura takes effect. He's not supposed to do so, but the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though it's not his animal, nonetheless, he can affect tamura. Perek Tes, Mishnah Ches. Hakol somchim, whoever brings the carbon, can you smich on his carbon? Chutz, mecheir shotev katan. So, with deaf mute, shotev, someone who's mentally unstable, mentally deranged, and a katan under bar mitzvah, they don't have das, they don't have intelligence, so therefore, of course, then they cannot do smicha. In fact, they're exempt from all mitzvahs. Suma, a blind person, is also exempt. Why is a blind person exempt, doesn't do smicha when he brings a karban? Because we look at the par helem davashel tzibur as the model for smicha. And since the smicha was done there with members of the Sanhedrin, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin Adaf Lamed Vav says that the Sanhedrin cannot have someone who's blind as part of the court, as part of the Supreme Court. So therefore, since the Sanhedrin brings the par helem davashel tzibur, which requires smicha, and those members obviously have to be able to see, they cannot be suma, cannot be blind, so too, smicha should not be done by anyone who is blind. That's what the Gemara says. Who else does not do smicha? V'nachri, a non-Jew. A non-Jew can offer, can bring a korban, but he does not do smicha. The pasuk says in Vayikra Aleph, pasuk Beis, daber el b'nei Yisrael, and then in pasuk Dalin with samach yado al rosh ha'olah. So smicha is connected to b'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael, and not a Nachri. B'nei Yisrael somchim, the Gemara says, ve'en ha-Nachrim somchim. Who else is exempt from smicha? V'ha-Eved v'ha-Shaliach. If you have the owner has an animal, this is an Eved Kanani. Everything, all his property belongs to the owner. So it says, Samach Yado. Yado means the Yad of the owner, not Yad Avdo. And v'ha-Shaliach, if the person who owns the animal sends a messenger to bring the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, he, the shaliach, does not do the smicha either. Because once again, v'samach yado, his hands are supposed to lean on the animal, his is the owner. And v'ha'isha, and a woman is also exempt from smicha. Why? So we quote the same pasuk, daber b'nei Yisrael. But here the focus is on b'nei. B'nei Yisrael somchim, vein b'nos Yisrael somchos. Only men do smicha. Women can bring karbanos, but they don't do smicha on the karban. The Rishonim ask, why do I need a pasuk at all, B'nei Yisrael somchim, and not B'nos Yisrael? There should be a more obvious reason why women should be exempt from smicha, and that is that smicha is on karbanos, and karbanos are only brought during the day. The Beis HaMikdash is closed at night. The avodah is only during the day. So shouldn't we say that smicha is a mitzvah saseh shazman grabah? It's a time-bound mitzvah. It cannot be done on the carbon at night. So that should be an obvious reason why women are exempt. So some explain that the chiddush of the Mishnah here is that a woman should not do smicha, as opposed to generally mitzvah shazman grama, time-bound mitzvahs. If women would like to offer to do so, they can. Ashkenazim even allow them to make a bracha, lulav, sukkah, shofar, and the like. But, so then maybe we should allow them to do smicha if they would like. So that's maybe the chiddush of the Mishnah. Ha'isha means that a woman should not do smicha. Now, why should she not do smicha? Why would that, what's wrong with that? Let her offer to do it like she brings a lulav. So the answer is because leaning on an animal is actually prohibited in general, known as avoda b'kadshim. You're not supposed to lean on an animal that's kadosh. So the fact that there's a mitzvah smicha, that's true. That tells us that we're able to override the problem of avodah b'kodshim if you're doing a mitzvah. But if you're not obligated to do that mitzvah, so then we should certainly avoid the avodah b'kodshim. That may explain why we have a stringency when it comes to tefillin as well. So there's potential, even though that's man grama, potential of having not focusing on the, not being inattentive to the tefillin and other issues that come along with tefillin. We minimize the wearing of the tefillin so much to begin with. Should be worn all day. Now we only wear them for half hour, 45 minutes during davening. So why would someone take the risk if they're exempt from tefillin to put on tefillin? Same idea when it comes to smicha. And others claim that, no, I would have thought that since women can do the shechita of an animal, I would have thought they can do smicha because the pasuk has them linked, the shachat and the samach. So maybe I would have thought, although it is man grama, but since women can do the shechita, maybe I would have thought they can do the smicha. Kamash from the Mishnah comes to teach me that they are exempt. There is no smicha when they bring a karbon. Then the Mishnah says, usmicha shiyarei mitzvah. Smicha is considered the remnant of a mitzvah. What does that even mean, a remnant of a mitzvah? There's another way of saying that smicha is not ma'akev the kapara, which means it doesn't prevent atonement. Just because if you bring an animal and you want to achieve atonement with the animal as a korban, and you didn't do smicha, so if you didn't do smicha, that doesn't mean you're not going to get atonement. The Gemara has a braisa and quotes the following pasuk from Vayikra Aleph. It says, Kasuv b'Torah, V'samach yado al rosh ha'ola, you will put your hand, smicha, on the head of the ola, of the animal, v'nirtza lo l'chaper alav, and the animal will be ritzui, it will be accepted by Hashem, and achieve atonement. So the Braisa asked, V'chi smicha mechaperes? What do you mean? V'samach, you put your hands, lean your hands on the animal, and v'nirtza lo l'chaper alav, and it's through the smicha, there's ritzui, there's kapar, there's acceptance, there's atonement. V'haloen kapar l'bedam, we know that atonement is achieved through the sprinkling of the blood. Sh'ne'emar ki hadam hu banefesh l'chaper, pasuk v'yukra perek yud zayin. Of course, the soul is atoned through the sprinkling of the blood. Elo lo mar lach. So what does this pasuk teach you when it compares, when it links smicha to ritzui, to kapara? If a person turns smicha into a remnant of a mitzvah, which means he thought it was just not important, and therefore he didn't do it, the pasuk says about such a person, it's as if he didn't achieve kapara, the keeper, but he did achieve kapara. What does that mean? He obviously does get kapar because he did this rika sadam, he just didn't do the smicha. Ah, but smicha should be done. That's proper. It's proper to do the smicha. So your kapara is not on the same level as the kapara that you have when you do the smicha. That's what it means. Ki ilu lo kiper, but the kiper. You get kapara, but lo kiper, but not to the same degree as if you are kapara yafa that you would get if you would achieve if you did the smicha. So nonetheless, smicha is shiurei mitzvah. We have to remind ourselves of the halacha and the mishnah. Smicha is not ma'akev the atonement. And then it says, the mishnah says, al harosh, the smicha is done on the head of the animal, and mishtei adayim. Now we know it's on the head of the animal because the pasuk says, v'samach yado al rosh karbono. How do I know you're supposed to do b'shtei adayim? After all, it said, we do the pasuk which was quoted, samach yado, his hand, in singular. So the answer is, we look at the Seir HaMishtaleach, the Seir HaZazel, as the model, where it says there, in Pashas Achremos, v'samach aharon eshtei yadov. So there was two hands. That teaches us all smichos should be with two hands. And here it says that the smichos should be done in the same place as the shechita. Now the shechita we know has to be done in the Azara. Certain shechitas have to be done in the north, but they have to be done in the Azara. So what this is saying is if you did the smicha, lean your hand on the animal and the head of the animal outside the Azara, then you have to repeat it again because the shechita can't be done here. You have to do the smicha in the place where the shechita is done. So you have to bring it back in, bring it now into the Azara, do the smicha again, then you can do the shechita afterwards. The tekef, the smicha shechita. Then the Mishnah concludes, and the smicha should be done immediately before the shechita. In fact, that really explains what the halacha was before. The reason why we have to do the smicha in the same place as the shechita is because they have to be done immediately. One before the other, smicha right before the shechita. The pasuk says, "Samach yado arosh alav shacharis ben abakar," And this is telling us that they have to be done one before. We have another tekef. Let's say tekef l'netilas yodayim se'uda. We're not supposed to have a pause between our washing and our beginning the se'uda, making hamotzi. So this is another tekef that we're supposed to have. Tekef l'smitzvah shechita, and therefore they should be done in the same place.